This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, huge developments with our teams on the ground. I say teams. We have two different teams in Southwest Texas right now. Wayne Madsen is already in El Paso, investigative journalist. And I'm so proud to have somebody like that on the payroll here, because he's worked for some of the biggest newspapers in the country, a real bona fide investigative journalist. He is on the ground, has already talked to the embalmer of Scalia and more. So now we're going to learn some stuff. We never told what happened once he got to El Paso. Well, then he was flown out to Virginia. We're going to have info for you. Michael Savage said yesterday, we had him on back there in the office. I said, let's see what Savage is doing. Turn it on. This looks like a murder to me. The cowardly media won't investigate. The police won't investigate. Where are the journalists? And then we emailed him, and he's invited me on many times, and we said, hey, you want to have David Nutt or Joe Biggs on your show today, you can say Michael Savage reporters. We don't even care about the credit. We just want to get the, and he's, of course, it's nice, and he'll give us credit, but we just don't care about the credit. Neither does he. Michael Savage doesn't need money being a radio host. He's a very successful entrepreneur in his own right, and he's doing this because he cares about the country. And he's not perfect. I'm not perfect. It's not about that. The point is that he's saying, yeah, where's the media? Where's the coverage? Where's the investigation? 20 years ago, you'd have had 100 news trucks down there a day later. You'd have folks talking about what you saw, what went on. Why isn't there an autopsy? Now they say it's bad to even ask for an autopsy. You see? Because we have a judge say that she says he died naturally because she heard it over a telephone. Maybe she can tell us what the weather's going to be next week because she's a meteorologist now without reading the newspaper. So we've got him and Wayne Madsen in El Paso. He's going to be popping in the third hour. And then we also have Joe Biggs, David Knight, Josh Owens, who have already interviewed one of the judges. Now they're interviewing the second judge. And then they're going to be talking to folks at the ranch very, very soon. I'll just leave it to you at that. In fact, I'm almost tempted to not have them hang out and wait to be on the show and just get the mission on down the road. But I want them to also be able to report. So I'll just get to them quick and then go on. Here's the problem. You get to some of the so-called larger towns, and they barely have internet. Where this ranch is, there is no internet. There's barely cell phone. I've been out in the general area. In fact, I've been a few miles from this ranch, and I've been all over that area since I was, 3 years old. That's where we go vacation since I was a kid, so I know it well. And it's built up a lot to what it was 40 years ago when I was down there. And of course, I was just down there last year, twice. But it's creepy when you're out in the middle of a mountainous desert and your cell phone won't work for 100 miles in all directions. You just get used to having that cell phone. And then when you don't have it, it's like being back in the 1980s or 70s where, all you got is a CB and it doesn't work either. It is creepy. And poor old Scalia, in my view, we need to investigate it, walked into a very mysterious set of circumstances, and it's only gotten more mysterious and more Agatha Christie since then. And that's why you got the headlines now. Oh, I'm a kook, I'm a crazy guy Saturday saying they came out too quick with the info. They better have an autopsy. Oh, of course there's not an autopsy. Oh, there's a pillow over his face. They're changing the stories. Wasn't a heart attack, but they're not going to tell us what. This is like catching a guy in a black mask in your bedroom, robbing your wife's jewelry, and you say, hey, buddy, what are you doing? He goes, nothing, but you're wearing a black mask. These aren't your wife's jewels. You go, those aren't my wife's jewels. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along, move along. And they try that with people, and it just doesn't work with me. If they'd have said, we don't know, we're going to have an autopsy, blah, 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 I'd say, well, he might have died, naturally. But not the way they acted. We're going to go to break here in about 20 seconds. Detectives question lack of autopsy in Scalia death. Oh, that's the New York Post. Oh, the Daily Mail, the Associated Press, the head of the Homicide Investigations Group in Washington, D.C. has come out. I saw another one where it was in New York questioning it. So that's two. I was conflating the two. But all these are evil detectives, though.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
All right, that's George Strait bringing us in with an oldie but a goodie, Amarillo by Morning, up from San Antonio. And we are joined for the next 30 minutes by Larry Nichols, former Special Operations Green Beret and clandestine operations, recruited into governmental operations in Arkansas, which are actually national operations for the Dixie Mafia, run out of Arkansas. And that's a government-integrated group, just so you know. For the folks that aren't in on that information, I can tell you that personally from what I know about Austin, Texas, and the history here. And so he got into the inside of it. He was the guy behind the Clinton Chronicles. He's the person in the New York Times that the Clintons say they fear the most. And we should pray for him. He's battling cancer right now. He's a tough old egg. And he joins us on Clarence Thomas. Is he in danger? And I'm just going to leave it at that, see what he has to say about it, and how that ties into the Scalia situation. We have Anthony Scalia dying in obviously very suspicious circumstances. And first, I want to get Larry Nichols' take on that. What his inside intel is, if any. And then we're going to get into the election as well and what this signifies if this is a hit. Now, the good news is, since I came out first Saturday and said, them announcing that he died right away of natural causes with no proof with an anonymous phone call is over-the-top suspicious. Then if they say no autopsy quickly, you know that it's a 90-something percent chance that they killed him. Well, the next morning the judge comes in and says there's going to be no autopsy. I mean, they are acting as guilty as catching your kid up on the counter with their hand in the cookie jar. Okay, or you walk in on your wife, you know, in bed and her legs behind her ears. I mean, this is, I don't mean to talk like that, folks. This is bad, okay? And they look up at you and they say, there's nothing going on here. Now, that might work in movies like Star Wars where Obi-Wan Kenobi says, these aren't the droids you're looking for, but this is the most over-the-top ridiculousness I've seen since Fami Malek, the Arkansas medical examiner. You'd find people with their arms and legs cut off in trash bags and he'd rule it suicide. Folks, you can't chop your arms and legs off and put yourself in a trash can, okay? So, I want to believe he died of natural causes, but he's the one key guy holding it all back. But now, former New York top homicide squad detective's gone public, and the top detectives currently, former and current, it's a whole groups are coming out, saying the defaults are being ignored in D.C. saying that. And the police I know are saying, absolutely. I mean, I talked to a police officer this morning that I ran into that I know through his brother. And he said, oh, my gosh, everybody sees right through this. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now, I'm going to get Nichols' view. I haven't talked to him since this happened. I couldn't get a hold of him yesterday. He said he could come on today. He joins us to go over this, and I appreciate him coming on. We've got former intel officers, CIA people coming out, saying it stinks to high heaven, Michael Savage saying it. So they've tried to shut down any discussion of this or even a discussion of why isn't there an autopsy? But it's not working. They've now changed the story more than 10 times. So, Larry Nichols, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
You bet, Alex. Thanks for having me, buddy.
I see you got a tracheotomy there, brother. Boy, I tell you, you're tougher than nails to be able to come on the air with us.
Well, I'll be here. I'll be here till the match between me and Hillary. I'll be around till that one. I promise you that.
We're praying for you, brother.
Thank you. You know, this time yesterday, Alex, I had not talked to anyone, and I was cautioning everyone. Everyone, be careful. You know, true definition of a patriot. I believe Alex is one that seeks out the truth. And I wanted to be certain of the truth before I did the program with you or anybody else about Scalia. Unfortunately, just about an hour ago, some of the information I'm getting, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, guys, this thing's starting to reek out of heaven. Now, I'm not saying, Alex, I have any proof. I hope everyone hears me. I'm not saying I have proof that there was anything evil, sinister done to him. But some of the stuff that I'm getting now is showing signs very reminiscent of the old Clinton days around here. You know, like you said, the Fami Malek days. People don't remember that. I do. I happen to remember it very well. And we're in a situation with Scalia to where this thing's burning out of control. Now, who did it? Why did they do it? If it was done, all I can tell you, Alex, is usually when it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's going to be a duck. And I'm afraid that's where we're headed. But let's not forget one thing. There are two important things that are going to affect the career, the future of this nation forever. That's the election for the presidency, and now the appointment of the Supreme Court Justice. So, you tell me, what does it look like to you? What does it look like? Now, election-wise, we've got to stay focused. But who, remember what we used to do, Alex, with the old Clinton days, with the Arkansas, as we called them in the day? There was one thing you always did. You had to commit a suicide that was impossible or die a death that was virtually impossible. But at the same time, who was the only person that benefited?
T. Bono.
Now, look at this case. Who are the only people that benefit from Scalia dying at this opportune moment? Who? And I'm telling you, it's starting to look bad. It's starting to look bad for the home team. But we'll know more in the next
Well, we know now. I mean, of course, you knew this forever because you were there running the governor's office. But Hillary gives orders directly to the entire press exactly how to write articles or they're kicked out. And so what I saw was the media instantly get in line with the story, not ask questions, not go down there, and just shut up. It was clear the order was there to shut it down. It was like when Donald Trump came on, there were 2,500 and something articles in the first 6 hours. And then the next day, none. I mean, almost none. And that's because the order went down, shut up about that interview because they didn't want what was in that interview to be heard. Trump expected it to blow up, expected to be attacked for being on the show. That was his plan. They were sophisticated enough to drop it only after 6 hours, realizing it was a time bomb. And so, I mean, that's how sophisticated they are. So I see the media control in the first hours of this, and then the judges saying we're not going to do an autopsy and all the rest of it, and then the pillows on the face. Is that a message to everybody, though, that is awake?
I think they're trying to let us know. I think they're trying to let someone know, Alex, and I'm afraid that someone may be Donald Trump, that someone may be the other judges on the court.
Judges you talk to.
Yes, that, you know, we can get to anybody. Wouldn't that be a hell of a message? We can get to anybody. You can't get any higher than Chief Justice Scalia. You just can't do it.
I mean, there's obviously a war in the establishment.
Right.
There's a war in the establishment. You were on here 2 weeks ago, and you said, if they go after Hillary anymore, people are going to start dying. We got to pull that up. The blackmail is going to begin. There's going to be a war, like a mafia war. That's what it is.
Right.
And so who does really benefit from his mysterious death?
Well, that's the key thing that I'm trying to – that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. And I'll tell you this. Now, guys, get ready. Every time the Clintons get near power, people are going to die. People are going to die. This is not the first, and this won't be the last. You know, it's Alex back here behind me, buddy. I got old Betsy, my little 18-inch buoy that I keep with me even here at the house, because I'm telling you, these people play rough. Now, am I saying Hillary ordered him dead? No. Am I saying somebody actually whacked him? No. But from everything I see, somebody's sending somebody a message. And I think it's a pretty vivid message that this is big league ball, Alex. Do you understand this is for the power of the most powerful nation in the world?
I know. I mean, let me tell you, people envy the position I'm in. It is not fun entering into the absolute big leagues, not just the U.S., but the world, and knowing these killers are killers, and knowing that the other Supreme Court people and other prominent media folks are actually barricaded up right now. I mean, you know, behind the scenes, we don't say everything we know, obviously. I just wish the public would wake up to this.
You know, Alex, if you would tell me that a Chief Justice could die, like Scalia, just die, I mean, just pure the old die, and the media would shut it down like they have, I would say you're crazy. But you see, here we go. Here we go with the Clintonistas all over again. I'm telling you, there's something connected to all of this, and the message is being sent out. And I guarantee you this, the biggest decision we've got in this nation, as I said, is who's going to be our next president, and I dear God hope it's Trump. But he better be careful. And then the next decision is who goes on the Supreme Court, because the next Supreme Court justice that gets picked determines whether that court goes completely to the left or still has some semblance of going to the middle.
We're going to get into that. It's so incredibly important, and I'm not doing this anymore today, but I'm skipping this network break because we have limited time with you, and this is for the whole future of the country. Even WorldNet Daily has the article that the public is questioning the fact that John Poindexter had a special ops command background like you in Vietnam. That's who these people recruit is. Army Green Berets is like the favorite, generally, into these special governmental positions. This guy was involved over key hedge funds, highly CIA connected. He worked in World Trade Center 7. I mean, I could just go on. And then John Poindexter was given a special award by Obama made for him just a few years ago for his secret operations in Vietnam. This is the guy that Scalia eats dinner with, who says everything about him that night. He goes to bed. He's not out 2 hours after breakfast. He goes in, says he felt something might be bad, and finds him with a pillow over his head. Now, I'm sure Mr. Poindexter's a really sweet commando like yourself. Just a little lovey creature, but what do you think about all this? I mean, you just add that in there, and he didn't bring a security detail. His son didn't go at the last minute. This is just over the top.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Again, let's hold our powder dry. I mean, you're dealing with the things that are. We don't have to make anything up. The things you're saying just are the things that are. But let's hold our powder dry until we know. Until we know for certain a few more things, Alex, and I'll know them by this afternoon or tomorrow. I promise you I'll know in the second I know you know you'll know. But there are a lot of people, their butts are puckered like mine right now. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to walk to my door because right out my door is a big black SUV that has pulled up. I'm going to walk, make sure that they're not wanting inside this house for some. I'll be right back.
I know what you told me 20 minutes ago. I can't stand this. I can't stand hearing this stuff and not be able to talk about it. But this is the real world, folks. This is the real world. There's no one else that we know of sending reporters out there. They're all just repeating whatever the national media says. We've got a team of five people, two different teams, on the ground in El Paso and also out in Alpine and out at that ranch. And they're coming up. And this is real media. I mean, this is what it's all about. Police detectives all over the country, prominent ones that headed whole divisions, are saying there's a cover-up going on. We're not saying anybody did anything. Go ahead.
Go figure that out. I go out, there's a black SUV, pulls in my driveway, sits there, two guys in it. I go to the door. I step out the door. They back up. I move back towards the door. They pull back in. Then I walk back out, and they back up and hightail it out.
And we've been to your house.
License plate.
We've been to your house. I mean, it's a rural area.
That's right. So, you know, was it something? Alex, I don't know.
Well, buddy, I know you got more than Bowie knives. I know you got more Bowie knives there.
if I have to, but.
I just like Jim Bowie. He was sick on his back at the Alamo, probably killed 20 people himself, so he was lay back, you know, right there.
Look, I don't know what's going on, Alex. I don't. I've seen you and I've been a part of it before, and it's coming again. I don't want to see it come again, but it's coming again.
I have a sick feeling.
You know, and I don't know what more I can do than to say, hey, Hillary's going to be the Democratic nominee for president. Hang on and watch. B, Trump is the only hope we have with the RNC. Short of Trump, it's going to be Bush. And then if it's Bush against Hillary, we've got no chance. And then it gets down to me and Hillary. And the question is, can I stop Hillary with the information and the evidence and the things that I have?
And let's be clear. The stuff you told me over the years continues to come out to be accurate. I haven't been given any info yet that no one else knows because I don't want the SUV coming. And it's not that I'm even scared of that in a way, but I'm not going to get killed because they're so scared of the info I got. Until I get info, then I'll get the info out, and then they can do whatever they want. I want to make sure the mission's complete, you know, here before something like that happens. But, I mean, specifically, though, we know Supreme Court justices are scared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can promise you that from when I've talked to, yes. But I will tell you this. You know, Alex, just think about you. And I think about me all the time just because of who I am and who I'm in the way of getting what she wants. Just think about you now. Think about the fact that you might, because of your program, because of the strength of your audience, think about how you're in between something. Don't know what it is, but you're in the way now.
That's right, because the media knows it's mafia. The media knows. Right. They follow orders. The entire media to just shut up. I mean, what a nation of cowards. I just can't believe it.
And so now you're sitting here, you and a handful of other conservative, reasonably conservative, not talking about you, but others, and you're in the way of something big. You're in the way of something awfully, awfully big.
Well, I can feel the danger. Let me tell you, Saturday morning, and I've only done this like four other times, I called up Dew and my key managers, and I said, get to the office now. Hell's about to break loose. And we were all here for 7 hours, and the last two, it had already broken. We didn't even know because I was in my conference room. And I was actually live streaming saying something big's about to happen. I didn't even know this had happened yet. Is the SUV back?
Yeah, that's all right. There, let them sit there. I mean, as long as you're sitting there, and I'm sitting here, I'm not that worried.
Can you turn your computer? Maybe take it over to the door?
I know you're. I tried. I can't. I was going to, but I can't. Let me. Well, now see they're backing up, so I think they're listening to us, Alex. Can you say hello to them? Say hi to whoever these two bozos are. Look, it may be. Well, that's real. So you tell me who it is. Tell me what it is I just found out an hour, hour and a half ago that makes people be in my yard this quick. Tell me.
Well, you told us, and I just wish you'd tell everybody else right now. I mean,
I would if I could. I just can't. I just can't because of who it was.
No, I get it, but now we know in case they kill you right now. I get it.
Yeah, and it's big. That's all I can tell you, folks. It's big.
And you didn't give me the specifics. You're talking to Supreme Court justices.
Right. They didn't even bother to cover this up in any reasonable manner. I mean, don't you see that, folks? They didn't even bother to hide it. I mean, this is in your face, Alex. This is in your face. This is saying, it's like kind of with John F. Kennedy, you know, if we can kill the President of the United States right in front of the American people and everybody see it, nobody can do anything about it, get real. Get real.
And then they killed hundreds of people to cover that up.
And this gets about as real as it gets. Just about as real as it gets. Now, maybe we're going to find out. In the rest of the day, we're going to find out somebody just died of old age. I doubt it. I doubt it now. And I doubt they're here to wish me a belated happy Valentine's Day. And I'm sure they're interested in who I've been talking to. And it's just going to have to be. It's just going to have to be that way, Alex.
Well, Larry Nichols.
I promise you this.
Larry Nichols, big Clinton whistleblower, is on with us right now, and I don't need to believe what he's telling me. My spider sense is off the charts right now. I mean, it's in a fight mode right now. I mean, I'm just like, I mean, I feel like I could take on 10 guys right now, folks, and that's because my gut, my physiology, my brain, the overall, all these, everything happening just tells me I'm in a total war. And by the way, folks, so are you, and it's big. It's for the whole future of this country and the world. The election. What do you think of Trump and the things he's been up to?
Look, Donald Trump, I'm afraid, is starting to succumb to the trickery of the RNC. You know, when he started yesterday kind of waving up that contract saying that, you know, the Republicans are violating their agreement, you know, to treat him fairly. Donald Trump, if he is listening, if he will stay in the Republican Party, he'll win that primary, Alex.
Because of a landslide. They can't steal a landslide.
They can't stop it. Now, if he breaks out and runs as an independent because he's mad, he can't win, and Hillary does. Hillary does. So I say to Donald Trump, listen to me, please. Stay in the Republican Party. They're mad. They're upset. You got them stumped. You know, they just knew, Alex, because of what he said about 9/11 and such, that he was just going to be committing suicide, in that debate. Well, guess what? His numbers didn't go down. They went up. If Trump will stay in, he will win the Republican primary.
Stay there. Do five more minutes with us. And again, Larry Nichols is our guest. He's been on my show for 20 years, and he's never said a black SUV is parked out at his farmhouse right now. And when he goes out, it backs out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
For Kathleen Willie, I had
Alex
on.
Jones and the GCN
and
Radio
said,
Network.
Cat? And they told her, we killed your cat. Lady, keep your mouth shut. Your kids are next.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
This is the takeover of the Republic.
Don't believe.
Once they have full control, they'll start the persecution of the general public. Larry Nichols is with us. We're holding him over. He did on his cell phone get a photo of the black SUV at his rural home that is backing into his drive, and then he's up there on a hill pulling out when he comes back out. But he was able to get a photo. And your Skype's pretty clear. Larry, try to hold the photo part, the screen, up as close as you can in front of your face and then forward towards the camera.
All right, I'm trying to find it again. I held it on the...
No, yeah, Nico, and you just showed Nico and I. We just saw it.
I know, but I somehow
I know you're not super technical. Believe me, I'm not.
Yeah, believe me. I don't know what I've done with it. I was holding it up and showing you. Shit.
Delete that.
I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you when you got a black sedan that pulls in and out of your driveway. But we just saw the photo in there. Take your time.
Well
they're all.
I know I've got it.
Now hold your phone up for a second.
There I was.
No, we just saw it. I know. No, the camera's in.
But
hold it over the camera. Turn it around.
See, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, but it doesn't show up on my pictures.
No, I understand. That's a. You need to get a better cell phone. We're going to send you a fancy one, buddy. You need one to protect yourself.
But anyway, it's out there. They saw a picture of it when I had it.
Is the SUV still there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, get up.
And
yeah.
They backed up and they moved further down. I'm going to take another picture if you can hold. Hold 1 second.
Yeah, you know what? Go out there. We're going to stay with you. Just walk out, take the picture. Go ahead.
All right.
And I'll try to drive off. Believe me, I've known this guy for 20 years, folks. He's not BSing us. I just saw it in there. It's like those little cheapo phones. Nichols is such a classic guy, such a piece of work, folks. And he doesn't, obviously, because he doesn't want them to kill him. And then it looked like it was the cancer, so he doesn't want folks knowing that. But they know, and so the point is that he's done the don't resuscitate forms now and everything, and he's got a tracheotomy right now in his neck. If you're a radio listener, and he's a tough old bird, but he is fighting for his life right now. So pray for him. By the way, they tried to bankrupt and destroy him. That's why he's got a $20 cell phone. Nichols live at AOL.com. If you want to make a donation to him, you can get a better camera. Look, there's the photo. Yeah, we saw it earlier. Just back it out a little bit. Back it out a little bit. Yep, there you can see the SUV right there that's backed out more. The other one was closer up. Now they've backed out and are out on your street.
They backed up, and then when I came out to take this picture, a guy jumped in the SUV right there.
Man, I wish I was there. Oh, I wish I was there right now. And do you have any family that's home right now?
No, just me and you. Me and you and the dogs.
And your bulldog and the millions watching and listening. Man, I tell you. Well, let's put his address out for folks that are in Arkansas right now, folks. He gives his address out.
Yes,
58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034, folks. 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. We got truckers or patriots in the area. You pull that map up and you get over there right now, folks, because these guys are definitely messing with him.
You know, Alex, this is what I'm talking about, y'all. Unless you've gone through this, you know, unless you go through this, folks, now, you know, number one, hell, what are they going to do to me? I mean, you're going to do any more to me than I've already got done to me? No. But it's just the intimidation factor trying to shut me up, and it ain't never worked, and they're going to one day learn to quit this crap. They're going to one day learn. Because I guarantee you, I'll take the damn picture. I'll meet them anytime out in the lot. Sick as I am, I'll meet them. You know I will, Alex. Hell, I don't stutter.
Well, they think we're cowards like they are.
Mm-hmm. Who is it? What is this all about? You know, here again, they're sending a message to somebody. Who knows, Alex? Maybe it's you. Have you looked outside your building?
Oh, we're not really worried about it.
Okay.
You know, we're just doing our duty here. That's why I'm not afraid.
I know.
I mean, I'm so sick of having to fight these people. I mean, I have a duty. I don't want to die, and I want to be here for my children. But the final equation, play your hand like John Wayne says in True Grit. He says, fill your hand.
Yeah. Look, buddy, it's... And I don't know what to say. It's not our country anymore. It's not the country we know. It's not. And I guess that's why we've got to fight, folks. This is not the country we were brought up in. This is not the kind of stuff you're supposed to have happen simply by speaking the truth, simply by simply by putting out the truth. I don't know that anybody on this program, Alex, I certainly haven't. I know you haven't since I've been here. Nobody's put anything out that's detrimental to anybody's investigation or causing any problems. Hell, as far as I know, there is no investigation.
No, there is no investigation. We were told when it was announced that he was dead, there'd be no investigation. The most suspicious thing ever. And then they said, by the way, there was a pillow on his head. I mean, just to mess with us. So that those of us in the know would freak out, and then the general public would just believe it.
Well, just stay focused, folks, please. Remember, don't let this be a distraction. No. Don't let them distract us from the mission at hand. I'm telling you, this election will be the last presidential election we'll get to be a part of, Alex. It is. I'm sorry. It is. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. We've never had more power than we have right now. Because every one of the politicians that are running for office, remember, a third of the Senate's having to run. Every member of Congress is having to run. And they know this country's about to come down. They know it's about to come down. And they want to be there, Alex, when this country falls. They want to be a part of the centrist government that's left over. And they know if they're defeated this election, they're out forever. Forever.
And then they can be prosecuted. So they're cornered rats.
That's right. And that's another thing that you have to realize about Hillary. Hillary is a cornered rat. Now, maybe not from the email scandal that everybody thinks is so bad. But Alex, she's a cornered rat with the stuff I have.
Well, I tell you, those Navy SEALs up there, the survivors of Benghazi, you say they were all on the sat phone getting orders directly from the State Department that they've been ordered to stand down. They were security for the State Department. And they got direct orders to stand down from their bosses. And then Hillary's a big fat liar, you know, saying that she didn't do that. It was obviously a stand down.
Yeah. Well, I promise you this. It's win or lose for Hillary. And when I say win or lose, you understand, Alex, it's win or lose for her. Either she gets to be what she's wanted to be since she was 4 years old, the first female president of the United States of America, and then the most powerful couple in the history of the world, either they get that or she goes to jail. It's not a joke. It's not a game. And I think if you look at some of the decisions being looked at by the Supreme Court, I think you see who benefits by Scalia dying. And I think that's where you need to start. Start looking at what decisions. And remember this, Alex. In 1970, I believe it was, Congress passed a law saying no president in his last year of office can appoint an interim Supreme Court justice unless one thing exists. And that's a crisis in the court.
And that's the nuclear option.
And since we are at a 4-4 tie, therefore, the court can't really go forward.
Notice he was the key guy at the key time. And Obama says he's going to operate under emergency rule with open borders, everything else. I mean, this is and then one of his top donors, who he gives personal awards made up just for him. Oh, my gosh. I mean, they really think we're stupid.
And then there's something that people don't know about. Alex, I didn't know about this until this weekend. Did y'all know that since 2012, Obama signed a presidential special order, and 100 miles on either side of our border to the north to Canada, 100 miles either side south to Mexico, east to the Atlantic Ocean, west to the Pacific, 100 miles inland is considered or called what's called a no-constitution zone.
That's official. They actually call it a... Absolutely.
And, guys, that means if you live within 100 miles of the border, Mexico, Canada, the Pacific Ocean, or the Atlantic Ocean, you don't have a constitution to protect you. It was done away with this.
Well,
program.
I mean, look at the NDAA. Look at how they're trying to give Obama martial law powers in Congress, the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
They are really positioning, and now they're trying to start a war with Russia. Larry Nichols, I want you to keep your Skype on. We're going to go to Richard Reeves here in just a moment. We're putting that Constitution free zone up on the screen for TV viewers from ACLU. This is not a joke. 100-mile zone, and now they're just practicing it there. Most of the population lives within 100 miles of the border or the Atlantic or the Pacific. Truly unprecedented, my friend, but God bless you. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow, obviously, or tonight. We do not want to wait any on the news that you gave us. And again, you didn't give me the details. But I think it's safe to, isn't it safe to tell folks at least what you told Nico and I so that, so at least that's out, or you can't even tell us?
Just know that years ago, and Alex, you remember this, I worked very closely with a Supreme Court justice that happened to be in a bind getting confirmed. And because of that, I have a relationship. Now, it's a personal relationship. It's not an official, but it does create a bit of a problem legally. But just know this, that I'm not making stuff up, and I have no power to get data or get information, but a certain person does, and I'll have it. That I assure you.
Yeah, and some people say, why are they talking about it on air? They'll know now. His phones are listened to. Ours are. Okay, we have humans, not just computers. We have people listening 24 hours a day, and so we're putting light on this so good people and agencies can blow this operation, whatever's going on. And that's why we always announce where we're going and what we're doing, because that puts eyes on us with the good guys. And that's what really threatens them now, Larry, is that back when you were first exposed to stuff 20-something years ago, we didn't have all the people in government convinced like we do now. And there's so many good people, just like you were a Green Beret in the system, but you wouldn't kill kids. That was, you know, like Tony Montana, you said, that's it, I'm not killing little kids. I'm not killing, you know, I'm going to expose you. Yeah, you know, that's a whole other show with you, and it was all proven what you said. It all came out, the drug dealing, Mina, all of it, because, you know, you said you hit your knees, you cried, and you said, Christ, I, you know, can't, you know, be part of this. You hit rock bottom, and, you know, just like you're on the cross beside Christ, you said that tonight we'll be in paradise, my brother, and that's why these guys have to worry that are cowards and serve this system. But more and more, I don't know special ops people that aren't awake. A lot of the feds are evil or they're leftist and they get off on it and they hate the Patriot movement and they're into power because they have been able to find the mentally ill military folks to kind of fill their ranks. But that's a very small group of trash. And not even all the feds are like that either. So they've got to be looking over their shoulder. And we're not afraid to die. That's the difference between us. And I know I'm not speaking for you, but I mean, I just know that's how you feel, Larry, because you couldn't do what you do if you were a coward.
I'm probably a coward, but you know, Alex,
you're not a coward. That's ridiculous. Why would you say that?
Well, you just, there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. This is my country. It's my grandbabies. I mean, and I ask everybody listening to us right now, there's got to look around. There's got to be something or someone you love so much that you would give everything to protect. That's what this is about. This is about the great lady, our nation. That's what this is. I mean, we're talking about something right out in my front yard right now that does not go on in America. It went on in the old Soviet Union. I know I was there. Not here. Went on in Nicaragua. I know I was there. Not here. But it's here now. And, you know, Alex, it's just no time. It's just no time. No time left.
All right, stay in contact. We're going to have us on speed dial. We're going to keep the Skype connected. And we're not going to let them know when it's getting turned off, my friend. And we're going to stay in contact, and you'll be back with us tonight. The minute you have the info, let us know. We'll tape it for the nightly news. We'll get it out instantly because, yeah, they've got their operatives and other people, their windups that they've actually got lined up here in town. And believe me, we've got some of the same issues you've got. But it'll take them a while to activate those people.
Yeah.
Just keep it up, and God bless you.
And that's, you know, folks, I still got a pile of damn medicine I got to get, and I got nothing to get it with, so I'm embarrassed as hell.
Yeah, you've come up for 20 years and never asked for help, but you're broke and fighting cancer. Nichols Live at AOL.com. Folks really should donate and support you. And he's at 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. And folks, roll up with your video cameras going. Don't be afraid of these guys. It's wise that you're by yourself and sick not to go out there, but I wish I was there with you because I know those guys will just drive off. But I tell you what.
Yeah, well.
No, I hear you.
We'll meet. Alex, thanks, my brother. We'll talk later today, I promise.
All right, buddy. Be safe.
Thank you.
There goes
Thank
Larry
you
Nichols.
All.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We have Richard Reeves now. All right, let's go to Richard Reeves. I can't skip this break, but we're going to... Richard, you heard what Larry Nichols was talking about. You were a listener back at the time he was first coming on. You've been working with us 15 years, but I want to talk about the state of America. Then we're going to come back and talk about South Carolina, Donald Trump, this whole battle. But I tell you, Richard, if you're able to hear what Nichols is talking about, this is just chilling stuff. And you can see the SUV that's there that drives off as soon as he comes out, you know, with the guys in suits, clearly trying to intimidate him. We've experienced that at Bilderberg. You've experienced. We got video of that. Stayed up, Richard. Thanks. Guys, look, we're going to pipe your audio in. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, Alex, you're right. This is serious business, and let's just, InfoWarriors, say prayers for Larry Nichols right now. I know if all the InfoWarriors take action with prayer that there's no way these guys in the SUV are going to touch Larry Nichols, and they will immediately flee because that's what evil people do when the light shines upon them. So let's just say our prayers that Larry Nichols is protected and is able to get out and defeat Hillary. Ultimately, all of us need to on that. It's just amazing how, I guess it's divine timing, that it seems like I frequently come on when Larry Nichols is either on or close to his appearances, because it is critical. Like, what we're seeing right now is the demise of not just Hillary Clinton, but also the Bushes. Last night, we came here to this venue, this constitution-free city of North Charleston, South Carolina, and GW spoke with Jeb.
Well, stay there. We're going to come right back, Richard. Richard Reeves in South Carolina, the next big battle. Trump wins this. He's almost unstoppable, and he's 20 to 30 points ahead right now.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Next hour, we have a news blitz that I'm going to cover the first 20 minutes of stuff I haven't gotten to yet. And then we have two different teams on the ground in Southwest Texas. They've been talking to the judges. the embalmers, something no one else is doing. We were already sending them down there yesterday, but I heard Michael Savage saying, where is the media? Where are the reporters? Where are the people that aren't cowards? I'm not up here saying I'm Mr. Tough Guy. When you think about it, these globalists want to keep babies alive and harvest their organs. They're evil. And good people have to stand up against them. Folks go, but they kill people. They're going to kill everybody if we don't stand up against them. Back to Richard Reeves in South Carolina. Richard, key intel. Trump is surging after he came out and said that Bush wasn't a hero. He led us to get attacked on 9/11. Bare minimum, that's revolutionary. Cheney's crawled out from under a rock. They're panicking right now. Boy, I tell you, Trump is the real deal, Richard. I got to tell you, he is the number one target, too. I'm really worried about him.
Absolutely, he's the number one target. And, Alex, I'll tell you what, the RNC did such a big mistake, another big mistake this past Saturday when they stacked that audience. It was a little over a week ago that I came on live and popped in with David Knight that we talked about how the audience was stacked up in New Hampshire for the Saturday night debate and how that was a big mistake and how Donald Trump, when he really won that debate, was when he called out that audience and said, that's the donor class, that's up there, that's the lobbyists up there in the crowd. I think that was a winning moment. And then fast forward to last Saturday in South Carolina here at Greenville, South Carolina. And the RNC made that huge mistake. I tell you what, the meme and the theme here in South Carolina is no more Bushes, no more Clintons. And so this battle that's going on within the Republican Party for the primary, for the nomination, is going and flooding the Democrat race, too, with that meme of no more Bushes, no more Clintons. So that's another reason why Hillary's in trouble, you know, because she's got this Republican race that's impacting her that I think they never anticipated.
That's right. You were here months ago obsessing over it, and you were right. And you had Stone and everything saying they're going to try to steal the superdelegates. But because the public's educated about it now, they dare not do that to Trump. They dare not do it to Hillary. As they keep stealing from Sanders when he wins by 20 points in New Hampshire, they're now admitting in the news she can't even do that again. It'll cause a revolution. They're doing the same old tricks they did decades ago in an awake public. It's not going to work, Richard.
No, exactly, and that's just it. Picture this. One scenario I see is that they do steal the nomination for Hillary. They give it to her by a handful of delegates. The Bernie Sanders people will be so upset, so angry, they either go home and don't show up on General Election Day or cross over and vote for Trump. So, you know what? At this point, if Hillary gets the nomination or Sanders gets the nomination, I'm kind of flip a coin. Hey, flip a coin six times, right? So it doesn't really matter because the Democrats are just such in deep trouble with what's going on. But talking about what went on here last night, change the subject a little bit with George W. Bush. I've been to a lot of events. I've been to, you know, Texas state conventions. I watched the RNC on TV. You could really feel the negative vibe in this room right behind me where George W. Bush spoke and Jeb Bush spoke afterwards. They just don't have it. The RNC, the Republican National Establishment, the Republican National Committee establishment, they're on their last leg.
They're a bunch of doddering, degenerate mafia scum, and we're sick of them. And they got Saudi Arabia's hand up their rear puppeteering them.
Yes, and fortunately, the people around the United States, and especially here in South Carolina, where, you know, you talked about how that you never expected to be speaking to the warrior class, and that's exactly what we have here in South Carolina. We have tons of warrior class. We have active duty. We have retired folks. We have, you know, the veterans. We have the family here. And then we have also the donor class, though, when it comes to the, you know, the big budget guys, the ones that are benefiting from all this military spending. They're here as well. But I'll tell you what, the majority of folks that got the feet on the street are going to be voting to oust the establishment.
That's right. Stay there, Richard. Back in 70 seconds with hour number three. Then hour number four.
Thank you for listening.
Straight ahead.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.